Y'all, I really don't have anything to say, but that's not going to stop me from saying it. How you like this singing? Isn't this great? Doesn't it bring back such wonderful memories? Now, my memories of singing on Sunday night was a little different than Keith's, because when I first came here to Williamstown Bible College from way down south in Dixie, I'd bellow out and sing just like Keith. Man, I'd really bellow it out real good, but I had to quit singing on account of my throat. My audience threatened to cut it. Babe Powerson, Marvin, you sit on the back row. The Holy Spirit's more powerful back there. So I had to really watch it, when my singing. But brethren down south, I didn't learn to sing like y'all do with the do, re, you owe me do, you so-and-so stuff, you know. My singing, Daddy taught us, he said, we sang by the letter. Y'all ever done that? He said, boy, just open your mouth and let her fly. And so that's what we do. You know what about Brother Keith, though? Let me tell you what. Down in South Georgia, a cappella, man, they're known. They're as popular as cornbread and collard greens. And man, people will find out, you know, that Keith, they'll say, do you know Keith Lancaster of a cappella? And I'll say real nonchalant, like, yeah, he sang in my wife and our wedding, you know. And which he did, y'all. That's the honest truth. I know I stretch it sometimes, but that's the honest truth. What are y'all laughing about? Anyway, I tell him, yeah, he sang at our wedding. And man, the men just bow down and the women faint, you know. It's just, oh, Keith Lancaster, you know. But brethren, some of the songs we sing, I don't get sometimes. Now, I got to be honest. I'm not a Keith Lancaster, you know. But we sang that Mansions Over the Hilltop. Now, that never appealed to me. A mansion over a hilltop, them pearly gates and streets of gold. I don't care if I got a shack at the bottom of the hill as long as I get there, you know what I mean? And then that other question, other song we sing, I used to think was a trick question. Oh, Lord, if heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? And I thought, well, you go to hell, that's why. So, how do you answer that question? So I don't know, but anyway, brethren, I love this singing, though, and I love the unity. Isn't this great to have this kind of unity? Christians fuss and fight too much sometimes. You heard about the guy, he was a Christian, and he wrecked on this desert island. He was the only one there for 30 years, the only soul on the entire island. Finally, he was discovered one day. They get off the ship, they go up there, and he's got three huts on the island. He's one man. And they said, man, what are these three huts? He said, well, that's where I live right there. He said, okay, what's the other hut? And he said, that's where I go to church. And they said, oh, this is great, man. This is how he was able to survive all these years by himself. He's a religious person. And they said, well, what's the third hut for? He said, that's where I used to go to church. Yeah. I know. And we sang to Canaan's land, I'm on my way. That's good, brethren. I love that song because we are on our way. In fact, you look at these and then now, and we, we some of us right there on the edge, you know, but it's going to all be good now. I'm telling you what, doctor friend of mine, a fella goes to him and he said, boy, you are on your way to Canaan's land now, he said. Said, you got a horrible disease. Said, you got about 3 months to live maximum. That's going to be it. And he said, doctor, what should I do? He said, well, every week, one time a week, whichever day you choose, he said, I want you to take a nice, long mud bath. A mud bath? He said, well, that helped me. He said, well, that healed me up? He said, no, but it'll get you used to the dirt. See, brethren, the reason any one of us, Keith could call any one of us Bible college students out of the office, and we can speak like this. You can't speak with this fine Southern accent. But you can speak, we can speak like this, because Stan, he taught us to speak extra contemporaneous, right? Is that contemptuously? What isn't that called? Where you get up on the spur of the moment and do that? You know? We had to do that a lot in sermon prep and delivery, you know, and everything. And I made the mistake, because they were some characters here. And I made the mistake one day. I was on the list, you know, we was to give these like 5-minute, 10-minute speeches in sermon prep and delivery, and then everybody would critique your speeches. I still have those papers where y'all critique me. Yeah, I've been from some of y'all. Yeah. But I still have those, y'all. You got them? You remember the papers? And we'd mark down everything and talk about it. It was really good. It was really helpful. But anyway, I made the mistake, And I mentioned to Jeff Walters, I said, I've got to speak today and I'm not ready. And I said, I hope the other speakers go over a little bit, and that way I'll speak tomorrow and I'll be ready. Well, Jeff spreads the word. And he goes to Eddie Powers and he tells Eddie, and so we had like 2 minutes left in class and I'm breathing a sigh of relief, and Eddie Powers gets up and says, Marvin, come on up here. You it's your turn. We got a few minutes, you can speak. And I said, oh man. And I jump up there and I am really laying it on thick, man. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I'm just, you know, up here doing this real nervous and everything. And all of a sudden about 10 of the college students come forward and bow down at the front and start repenting and everything, and I knew I'd been had, boy, I tell you what. Yeah, but revenge is sweet, ain't it? Hey, I love y'all, and I look forward to this. It's already been good, and it's just going to get better as the days go by, isn't it? I appreciate all those that put this on.